Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We've been discussing about the Hadith which explains about the qualities of Shia. And the first point which is mentioned in this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, there was wara'. Wara' means piety, being pious. And we're going to discuss a little more about the wara' in the other ahadith of Masumin, other sayings of Masumin. There's another hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, who narrates from Old Testament that Prophet Muhammad said, it has been said in the Old Testament, the Torah of Musa. And the hadith goes like this: في التوراة موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لا أقلك الدين ولا ورعك الكف ولا حسبك حسن الخلق. Well, he's trying to say there's in the religious part, there's intellect is the top, is the head of the religion, and ورع being pious or piety is لا ورعك الكف. There's no piety except you. Or just like you just stop yourself from doing anything wrong. And wala hasabaka husn al-khulq, and there's no lineage, because lots of people say, I'm the son of that, and I'm son of that family, I'm son of that tree, I'm son of that tribe. So this is called in Arabic, hasab means when you explain yourself or tell about yourself, introduce yourself through your lineage, your ancestors, your tribe, your country, your land. Well, just this is in a summary called hasab. Prophet Muhammad is saying in this hadith, narrating from Old Testament, he says, وَلَا حَسَبَكَ حُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ. Good ethics, good morals, good attitude, it is the best of best lineage. This is the best thing which introduces you. So the first point he says is, لَا أَقْلَكَ الدِّينِ. If you want to be religious, use your intellect. Mainly intellect's job is preventing self from doing wrong things. This is aql. Aql, usually we think, if I'm very smart, I'm intellectual. No, this is not the meaning of aql. Aql means when you are in a way, you don't know which way you have to pick. Aql says, always go to the side of God, which is going to connect you to your eternal life. So, la aql kaddeen means if you want to be religious, you have to be intellectual. Means protect yourself, prevent yourselves from doing wrong things. Number two, wala wara'aka al-kaf. You want to be pious, you want to use piety in your life, always prevent yourself, guard yourself, watch yourself. Don't see things which is not meant to see. Don't speak things which is not meant to say. So the point is here, guarding self, preventing one from doing wrong things is wara. And that is the top. What is the top quality of wara? What is the top quality of piety? When you totally control yourself and your surroundings from doing anything haram. And the last part of the hadith is, وَلَا حَسَبَ كَحُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ. The best of best lineage is your good attitude. It's just like perfume. If you talk about perfume and say, this perfume is very good, the water is from there, oil is from there, this is from there. No, you don't have to explain about the ingredients of the perfume. Just open the bottle and people will feel which is correct, which is not correct. Here, the same thing is here. لا حسبك حسن الخلق means when you talk, when you show your good attitude, when you show your good manners, then it will say to others that you are people of God and you are people of wara. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.